Louis's teeth were in his lower lip. He could taste the blood. He looked down into the funnel of streaming neon-lit cloud, and it was sickeningly like the whirlpool over a bathtub drain. He found the tiny speck that must be Teela's cycle, and saw it lunge straight forward and into the sloping, whirling wall of the funnel. Seconds later, he saw the vapor trail appear ahead of him, far down the eye of the horizontal hurricane, a thread of white, sharply pointed. Somehow it never occurred to him to doubt that it was Teela's cycle. "What happened?" Speaker called. Louis shook his head, declining to answer. He felt numb. Reason was short-circuited. His thoughts traced a circle, round and round. Teela's intercom image was face down, showing mostly hair. She was unconscious, in an uncontrolled fly cycle moving far faster than twice sonic speed. Somebody really ought to do something about that.
"But she was about to die, Louis. Could Nessus have activated a control we don't know about?"
"No, I'd rather believe that than... no."
"I think that must be what happened," said Speaker.
"You saw what happened. She fainted, her head hit the control board, and her cycle shot out of that drain like hell wouldn't have it. She punched the right controls with her forehead."
"Nonsense."
"Yeah."
Louis wanted to sleep, to stop thinking. "Consider the probabilities, Louis."
The Kazin got it then, and he left his mouth open while he thought about it. His verdict was,
"No. Impossible."
"Yeah."
"She would not have been chosen to join us. If her luck were even partially dependable, Nessus would never have found her. She would have stayed on Earth."
Lightning sparkled, illuminating the long, long tunnel of churning storm cloud. A straight, narrow line pointed dead ahead, the vapor trail from Teela's fly cycle. But the cycle itself was beyond visibility.
"Louis, we would never have crashed on the ring world."
"I'm still wondering about that."
"Perhaps you'd better wonder how to save her life."
Louis nodded. With no real sense of urgency, he pushed the call button for Nessus, a thing Speaker could not do. The puppeteer answered instantly, as if he had been waiting for the signal. Louis was surprised to see that Speaker remained on the line. Rapidly, he outlined what had happened.
"It appears that we were both wrong about Teela," said Nessus.
"Yeah."
"She is moving under emergency power. Her forehead would not be enough to activate the proper controls. First, she must manipulate the override slot. It is difficult to see how she could do that by accident."
"Where is it?"
And when the puppeteer had shown him, Louis said,
"She might have stuck her finger in it just out of curiosity."
"Really?"
Speaker interrupted Louis's answer.
"But what can we do?"
"When she wakes up, have her signal me," Nessus said crisply. "I can show her how to go back on normal thrust and how to find us afterward."
"Meanwhile, we can do nothing?"
"That is correct. There is the danger that elements may burn out in the propulsion system. However, her vehicle will avoid obstacles. She will not crash. She is receding from us at Prox Mach 4. The worst danger she faces is anoxia, which can lead to brain damage. I suspect she is safe from that."
"Why? Anoxia is dangerous."
"She is too lucky," said Nessus.
Chapter 18. The Perils of Teela Brown. It was black night when they emerged from the iris of the eye storm. There were no stars, but faint blue arch light reached through an occasional break in the cloud cover.
"I have reconsidered," Speaker said. "Nessus, you may rejoin us if you will."
"I will," said the puppeteer.
"We need your alien insights. You have demonstrated great ingenuity. You must understand that I will not forget the crime your species has committed against mine."
"I would not wish to tamper with your memory, Speaker."
Louis Wu hardly noticed this triumph of practicality over honor, intelligence over xenophobia. Where the cloud bank met the infinity horizon, he searched for the mark of Teela's vapor trail, but it had entirely disappeared. Teela was still unconscious. Her intercom image stirred restlessly, and Louis shouted, "Teela!" But she did not answer.
"We were wrong about her," said Nessus. "But I cannot understand why. Why should we have crashed if her luck is so powerful?"
"Exactly what I have been telling Louis."
"But,"
said the puppeteer,
If her luck has no power, how could she have activated the emergency thruster? I believe I was right from the first. Teela Brown has psychic luck.
Then why was she picked in the first place? Why did the liar crash? Answer me.
Stop it, said Louis.
They ignored him.
Nessus was saying, her luck is clearly undependable.
If her luck had failed her just once, she would be dead.
Were she dead or damaged, I would not have selected her. We must allow for coincidence, said Nessus. You must remember, Speaker, that the laws of probability do provide for coincidence.
But they do not provide for magic. I cannot believe in breeding for luck.
You'll have to, said Louis.
This time they heard him. He continued,
I should have known much earlier, not because she kept missing disasters. It was the little things, things in her personality. She's lucky, Speaker, believe it.
Louis, how can you credit this nonsense?
She's never been hurt. Never.
How can you know?
I know. She knew all about pleasure, nothing about pain. Remember when the sunflowers blasted you? She asked you if you could see. I'm blinded, you said. She said, yes, but can you see? She didn't believe you. Then, oh, right after the crash, she tried to walk barefoot up a lava slope that was just short of melting hot.
She is not very intelligent, Louis.
She is intelligent, Tangit. She's just never been hurt. When she burned her feet, she charged straight down the slope onto a surface a dozen times more slippery than ice, and she never fell down.
But you don't need details, said Louis. All you've got to do is watch her walk.
Clumsy. Every second it looks like she's going to fall over. But she doesn't.
She doesn't knock things over with her elbows. She doesn't spill things or drop things. She never did.
She never learned not to, don't you see? So she's not graceful.
This would not be apparent to non-humans, Speaker said dubiously. I must take your word for it, Louis. Still, how can I believe in psychic luck?
I do. I have to. If her luck were dependable, said Nessus, she would never have tried to walk on recently molten rock. Yet the luck of Teela Brown does protect us sporadically. Reassuring, is it not? You three would be dead had not clouds shielded you when you crossed the sunflower field.
Yeah, said Louis.
But he remembered that the clouds had parted long enough to sear the skin of Speaker to animals. He remembered the stairs of heaven which had carried Teela Brown 9 flights upward, while Louis Wu had had to walk. He felt the bandages on his hand and remembered Speaker's hand charred to the bone, while Teela's translator burned in its saddle case.
Her luck seems to protect her somewhat better than it protects us, he said.
And why not? But you seem upset, Louis.
Maybe I am.
Her friends would long since have stopped telling her their troubles. Teela didn't understand troubles. Describing pain to Teela Brown would be like trying to describe color to a blind man.
Whiplash of the heart?
Teela had never been thwarted in love. The man she wanted came to her and stayed until she had almost tired of him, then volunteered to go.
Sporadic or not, Teela's odd power made her a little different from human, perhaps.
A woman, surely, but with different strengths and talents, and blind spots, too. And this was a woman Louis had loved. It was very odd.
She loved me, too, Louis mused. Strange. I'm not her type. And if she hadn't loved me, then...
What? Louis, are you speaking to me?
No, Nessus, I'm speaking to me.
Was that her real reason for joining Louis Wu and his motley crew? Then the mystery was compounded. Luck made Teela fall in love with an unsuitable man, motivating her to join an expedition both uncomfortable and disastrous, so that she had several times brushed close to violent death. It didn't make sense. Teela's intercom image looked up, blank eyes and empty face, puzzled, filling suddenly with stark terror, her eyes wide and white looking down. Teela's lovely oval face was ugly with insanity.
Easy, said Louis. Take it easy. Relax. You're all right now.
But...
A falsetto squeak was Teela's voice.
We're out of it. It's way behind us. Look behind you. Tanju, look behind you.